They're talented. They got a good defense. You know, it's not just their front seven. Their defensive backs are playing well. They're aggressive. They've done a great job getting to the quarterback lately, stopping the run. You know, they'll get complex and show you a lot of different looks. And so you got a lot of preparation to do. A team we're not real familiar with. Haven't played them in a long time. And so got to get real familiar with their personnel, with their schemes, and we got to have a great plan.
Odell has a chance to break the rookie record for Giants receiving, set by Jeremy Shockey. Surprised he's been able to do it in this few games?
Well, he's been playing at a high level these last few weeks, and so hopefully he can continue to make plays for us, and our offense can score points and move the ball. So we're not gonna try to force records for him, but if we got good matchups, we'll keep giving them the ball.
Eli, they got the two disruptive forces in that front line between Quinn and Donald. I mean, as a quarterback, when you go up to the line, you know you have to worry about those two guys up front. How much of a problem is that?
Well, you know, everybody's going to have guys that are good players. And I'll let the offensive line worry about those guys and getting them blocked up. And I'm just going to worry about my reads, what the defensive backs are doing, and try to get completions. But understand, it's not a game where you're going to be able to hold it too long back there.
Do they do anything funny with those guys in terms of twisting them a lot and moving them around, or they pretty much know where they're coming from?
No, they'll move them around a little bit, especially third down. They have, they'll move some guys around and try to get some one-on-one matchups. But for the most part, you kind of know where they're going to be, and they're good players. They don't need a whole lot of help.
How nice would it be to win three in a row?
Well, just be nice. Obviously, two in a row has been good, and going against a talented team. They've beat some really good teams. They've beat the Broncos. They've beat Seattle. They've played teams, a lot of teams tough. So they're a talented team, and their defense has been playing really strong lately. So we got our challenge ahead of us, and we're gonna have to play good football if we expect to win.
What did Peyton tell you about them?
I hadn't talked to him much, about him. We didn't get into details, so he didn't really offer up too much.
Last 3 weeks, though, Eli, they haven't given up a defensive touchdown. I mean, that's pretty stout in this league, especially when points are scored at a very high level.
No, they're playing well. They're talented defense. They got good players. They got a good scheme. Guys are playing fast. They're aggressive, and so we got to make sure we know what we're doing. We're sound on all our. On all our calls, guys are doing the right things. They will show some different looks that you don't see every day. And so we got to make sure, everybody's accounted for. And we do a good job getting the ball out on time and hopefully run the ball.
Thank you.
Do you think Odell should win rookie of the year?
I haven't seen all the other performances. So, I'm probably not qualified to give that answer. He's played very strong and played well for us, and so definitely should be in contention, I would think.
I mean, the numbers he's put up after missing four games and everything he missed before that, I would imagine are surprising.
He's played at a high level. He's gotten stronger every game and been playing his best football as of lately, and so. He's done a good job, learning the offense, picking up things quickly and being committed and going out there and producing on Sundays.
You and Tom have both mentioned at different stages that, how great he's playing, but, he's got to keep his head on. He's got to not get too big of a head. As a veteran, how do you kind of make sure to keep him?
Well, you keep challenging him, I think, with things he can improve on. Making sure moving different spots and work on different routes and just understand that there's room to improve on. There's definitely room to get better and improve on, and we can do that.
Have you seen any signs of a big head for him?
No, I think he's done a good job. He practices hard. He does a lot of things correctly, and he's got hopefully he can keep doing that.
We've asked you about this offense a lot, and you obviously said you liked it and you see some potential in it. With the uncertainty surrounding the coaching staff, would you ever express that opinion to management and go to them and say, look, I want to stay in this offense, I'd like things to be the same?
We'll figure that out. Right now, my focus is really on the Rams and finishing the season strong and keep learning this offense, getting better, growing in it. You know, there's still definitely room for improvement on my behalf, and so I'm gonna keep working on that. And we'll, you know, after the season, we'll figure out what's gonna happen.
How close do you feel like to a finished product in this offense?
No, there's definitely room for improvement, and so there's still make some mistakes. Still, there's calls I wish I would have made or could have made that would have been better or different checks. So there's definitely room for improvement from me and getting better, with some of my footwork and mechanics of the offense.